some good pitching, even in English, giving up the home run. He still seemed like he threw well.
He did, yeah. No, he did. You know, it's a shame. I mean, Connor Thomas pitched his rear end off, and, you know, a thing that we work on all the time, a rundown, ends up kind of putting him right back in the game. And, you know, and then English, kid hit the home run off of him, and I thought it was not that bad of a pitch, but the kid hit it to hit it out in dead center. But then English settled down. Keaton Gibson, you know, pitched really well. And then Bartnicki,
yeah, how many pitches?
So he threw six. You know, it says six there, but I charted four.
Well, because I asked him kind of in front of the team, I said, how many pitches you throw? And he thought four.
I think four. I wrote down strike, ball, strike. Swinging, strike, yeah. Swing outside.
So I said that might be the fewest pitches for a win that somebody's gotten in quite some time.
In a college debut, no less.
No doubt.
In a pressure college situation.
Yes.
Inheriting a 1-0 count.
Yes. And I mean, I'm glad all told the bounce back. I didn't think we played bad in the first game, but we just couldn't get a hit with anybody on, and then they got a few hits with some guys on. So to bounce back against what I think is going to probably be a good team when it's all said and done, it's a good weekend.
I guess when you look at the pitchers, everybody knows about Thomas. They know about English. They've heard a lot about Bartnicki. But Gibson, to see him pitch like that is really one more plus for the pitching staff.
There's no question. You know, I thought he really stepped up. You know, we knew we probably wouldn't have English any more than two. And so Gibson was kind of the guy. Kind of went between Gibson and Bartnicki. And so we went with Gibson. And shoot, he stepped up through great.
Was it more important to win the nightcap, given the way the first game today went, against what might be perceived as a lesser team, no less, and this being the first weekend of the season?
No doubt. No doubt, you know, and I know we didn't overlook Richmond. Richmond played really well. I mean, they, you know, I kind of said it. I watched them take batting practice, and I'm like, these guys look pretty impressive in batting practice. They took good swings, and, you know, they hit two home runs on us, and then they made all the plays. Their shortstop made some really, really good plays for them, and, you know, I didn't think we pitched it great, but you know, we probably pitched it good enough that we could have won the game. And, you know, if Radcliffe, if that ball stays fair, who knows what might have happened in the first one, but it didn't. And but yeah, I thought it was important to come out of here 2-1. When, you know, it's not really a series, but we kind of looked at it that we were playing three games and you want to win 2 out of 3 every weekend.
What were the umpires seeing or hearing that they felt they needed to talk to both teams?
I kind of think the one guy maybe for them that pinch hit, Brophy, I think he said something when McCann threw the ball down the line, then he ended up scoring, and he said something to McCann when he went by, so the umpires warned them. Then I think the next half inning we got somebody out, one of my guys kind of came out of the dugout, and I don't know that he was taunting, but that's what they were saying. Both teams were taunting, so they wanted to shut it down. So I think the umpires did a good job just trying to settle it, but you know, both teams were competing hard, and you know, sometimes when you're competing that hard, tempers will flare. So you know, but I think the umpires did a good job of settling it.
The whole world's heard and read so much about Bart the last 3 years and his first weekend as your starter. McCann, not too bad. No, he had the throwing error, but three bombs, right?
Yeah. No, he,
and two of them were monster.
Yeah. No, he's a good player in his own right, you know, and kind of been, you know, like you said, he had to sit behind Joey for a couple years, but got to DH, got to play some first, and now it's kind of his time to shine.
Is there anything that went into dropping him from the 2 down to the 4?
It just kind of felt like put him behind English with more power, try to get Murray more towards, you know, the top, kind of behind Waddell. And neither one of those guys did too good in And, you know, neither one of them got a hit, but, you know, they're both really good hitters. You know, maybe didn't have the best days, but they're both good hitters.
Of course, Michael Kolber just finds ways to get on base.
He's a good baseball player. You know, that's the biggest thing about him. You know, he's still not ready to go play defense with his shoulder, but, you know, he can help us as a DH and very valuable guy to have.
What does it mean to you have Nick come through like that?
I think it's huge for him, you know. I mean, he hits in a nine hole, but he can do a lot of damage in that nine hole. And, you know, it was left on left, got down two strikes, but battled and just did a nice job of putting his bat on the ball.
Is that something he's been working on?
I don't think he struck out all weekend.
Yeah, he may not have, you know.
Which was something he struggled.
Yes. I think he's, you know, he had a good fall. I think James Ramsey has just helped him a lot with kind of the mental part of it and his approach. But, you know, he's getting better, no question about it. And, you know, we've seen what he can do in center field. So anything we can get out of him is going to be a plus-plus.
I wasn't here for the first game because I had gone to the basketball game.
Who won that anyhow?
It was lopsided for the
FAA. Oh, jeez.
Tech had worst shooting day since in the NCAA since the 2011 game. Any team, 27.1%. Ken looked that up. Ken Segura.
Man,
the shooting was real, especially inside. But so we saw Luke, your freshman who started the first game. I looked at the box. Obviously, he couldn't find the strike zone. Was he nervous? Maybe?
I think he's nervous. You know, Jay Howell said it. He goes, he might have walked more guys in his first start than he's walked all fall and all spring combined. I mean, he's always thrown strikes, and I think he probably was just too keyed up, quite honestly, and then just couldn't slow the game down. I think he's really talented. I think he's going to be good. He just kind of let everything rush on him today.
Do you know who'll start Tuesday yet?
Brent Herter.
Yeah. I kind of called that.
Going back to Nick, has James been working on him going the other way? Is that big for him?
Some. It's more just kind of, you know, look for pitches in spots. He's really working hard with him on kind of being more of a complete baseball player, a complete rat, where he puts a bat on the ball, he bunts, he runs, just does a lot of different stuff. And, you know, but I think he's just been working on his mind so he stays confident.
Of course, the biggest thing about it was a two-strike.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. You know, and first game we struggled getting those two out hits, and we finally got a key hit. Probably be the easier way to say it there in the 11th, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting they walked Newber.
I was a little surprised by that, too.
His first
looking for the force.
First at bat, yeah, they were just going to try to get a force at every base, and they knew they had a left on left.
But you already, Colin was at third.
Yeah.
So it was first and third.
Yeah. They still had a double play.
They were going to bring the infield in anyway.
Oh, yeah. They still had a chance for a double play if they wanted it. But, yeah, it was interesting.
I understand, but what do I know?
Connor said when you brought Nicky, they were saying, is coach really doing this? And then, has confidence in him, so.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a big arm, and I think as we go along, he'll be a big part of kind of what we're trying to do. It was a tough spot to put him in. If the bases were loaded, I probably don't do it. And we debated it before Keaton threw the ball to the left-hand hitter. And then after he threw the ball, we're kind of like, he's got a funky arm angle, and I was a left-hand hitter. I wouldn't want to have to try to hit off of him. And so it worked out, you know.
He looked pretty smooth out there.
He kind of looked unflappable, quite honest, you know. And pretty calm, so it's great. Great for him and great for us.
So takeaways for the first weekend?
I still got a ways to go. Got to figure out, you know, we got to get better offensively. You know, I think we had some guys that didn't get off to the best of starts, but, you know, I'm looking at two of them right there at the top of the order, Wendell and Murray. Murray, good day yesterday. Struggled a little today, but they're both really, really good hitters. And, you know, Oscar had a tough day today. And he's a good hitter, too. So, you know, just got to keep plugging, get better.
Of course, you always like teams to play good defense, and it was sort of a rough weekend there a little bit.
Oh, boy. I mean, it was just, you know, kind of bad today for sure. And,
Oscar had four, didn't he?
He did. Yeah, I didn't want to say it. That's why I looked at the box score just to see it. And, you know, he just kind of rushed a couple things there today. And, you know, and he'll get better. He'll get better.
What are you going to do with the Sunday afternoon with no ball game?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'll end up watching ESPN3. Somebody's going to be playing somewhere, so I'll probably be watching some games. But, you know, a little bit different for sure to have a Sunday off, but I'll figure something out. Sounds like it's going to rain.
Who won the Vanderbilt, Virginia? Do you know?
I don't know. I haven't looked at any scores. I watched some of that last night. It was high scoring. Kind of surprised me. You guys good?
Yes,
sounds good. Like you appreciate got some it. Animals waiting out here. So, all right, thank you guys.
Thanks,
thank
you. Appreciate it. Enjoy your Sunday.
Yeah, you guys enjoy your Sunday. You have to come in here and listen to me.
All right,
man. Coach.
Hey, Matt. Do you want to talk to Matt real quick?
Yeah.
That's brutal. He's coming in. We'll just
cool.
How you doing?
Hello.
Okay.